Some lover boy and loving every minute of it on Fort McMurray's Classic Rock 100.5 K-Rock. Wow, I am flustered today.
Oh, a little bit, eh?
I wonder why.
I think that was your theme song, Nick. You're loving every minute of it.
I'm going to talk like this the rest of my show. I hope you guys enjoy it. Chelsea, welcome back.
Hello.
So we have a website that people need to go and check out right now. Chelsea, what's that?
ChelseaCharms.com.
And what can we find out at ChelseaCharms.com?
You can find out all about me and my two best friends.
Itsy and Bitsy. Remember that.
That's called irony, Nick.
Uh-huh.
The fact that they're named Itsy and Bitsy.
Thank you, McCully.
164 XXX. We talked about 11 years with them, and we talked a little bit about the decision to make them. 11 years later, what's life with them like? I mean, in everyday non-performing life, Chelsea, like, what kind of challenges do you still face, or have you adapted after almost over a decade?
You learn kind of how, you know, to get around the things. Tying your shoes can be a little difficult, and airport bathrooms are impossible. And
airport planes must be impossible.
Airplane bathrooms, that's what I meant to say. Yes.
How does that work? How does flying work? I wanted to ask you that.
Certain airlines and seats can be more difficult than others.
So you've got to pay the extra premium for
I
the good seats.
Try to, sit up front and for a little extra room. Yeah.
Oh, so if you want to check out Chelsea, she is in studio right now. We had a couple gawkers just come in. I don't think they were even old enough to know what those are, but they did come in and take a look. Chelsea is down at Showgirls. She was there last night and will be there again tonight and tomorrow night. Got a question for you, and you already mentioned it, but how do you get clothes to fit those things?
Well, I have to get them fitted a lot, or spandex has become like my new best friend. Anything that stretches, or otherwise I have to bring it in to get fitted.
Do clothing stores see you coming and then just their eyes light up? They're like, here's an expensive custom order on the way. Do you have like contracts with certain people that you wear their clothes, or
no.
Shop as you go?
Yeah, I kind of shop as I go, and then because obviously I have to usually take it somewhere else to get fitted. So otherwise I just have them made from scratch by someone.
Now we talked about your kind of everyday like shoe tying and flying challenges, but like, they're 26 pounds each. Uh-huh. It's like you're constantly working out in a gym as you just walk through everyday life. So has there been some physical challenges? Have you had doctor's visits? How's the back holding up, so to speak?
It's hanging in there. I mean, I do a lot of back exercises. Have to keep it strong and upright. But, so far I've been able to manage it.
How do you medically weigh them to determine they're officially 26 pounds?
Pop them on a scale.
Well, just like they're sitting on our table right now, she's taking the load off. Oh, we didn't quite hear that. Hold on. Let's get the mic a little bit closer. Everyone, this is going to be Chelsea's chest hitting the table.
Did that hurt?
No.
Because that leads me to a very interesting question. I mean, not to get too much into your private life, but there are women that enjoy certain stimulation in that area. Is that something you've lost sensitivity?
It's foreplay, McCully. You got to learn what that is.
Well, that's why I'm going to the master right now, and I'm asking about like breast stimulation. Do you have feeling in all inches? Is it something that you enjoy? And so, or has you kind of lost?
They become more hypersensitive because the nerves get stretched. Because I didn't have them cut the nerves, so they just get stretched. Which means they're extra sensitive.
So if the wind is blowing the proper way, it feels really good.
So a question from our Facebook is, if you didn't have those, what would you be doing? Would it still be, dancing? Was that something you just wanted to get into? Was it just a choice? Or?
I had been dancing before I had them this size. These were my third surgery. I don't think I'd still be doing it now. That certainly wasn't the plan, but I've loved every minute of having them. They've taken me around the world, and how can you beat that?
does the novelty ever wear off with people coming up and saying, does that hurt? How did you get those?
No. I mean, there's times obviously where you do wish for a little bit more anonymity and you wish you could just blend in, but black, obviously it's what I signed up for.
Black is slimming, I hear.
Unfortunately, not slimming enough.
Well, that's about all we've got. But if you want to check out Chelsea, you can go online to her website. ChelseaCharms.com is the place to go. Or you can pay her a visit tonight and tomorrow night. Doors open at 6 o'clock at Showgirls. Go check her out. She's got 3 dances, and she is available for private dances, boys and girls. And girls, I got to make sure I get them in there. Everybody's a little curious at some point.
Hope to see y'all there.
There you go. Chelsea Charms, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
And McCully, thank you for coming and helping me support the weight.
That's my name, McCully?
McCully.
I forgot.
Yeah, I thought so. He's looking at him. You should look at him, too. Showgirls is the place to be tonight.